The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, improvforhumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcast and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene. Exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. Four brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, The Best Taste in the Universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all four of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with three paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Okay, Brett, are we rolling?
When you hear the beep.
Awesome.
It's just a beep sound he plays.
I bet.
An hour.
When you hear the beep.
Leave a message when you hear the beep. Beep.
Human, this is a special episode, recorded on Bess's watch for his birthday, and he brought along his buds, and also John Gabris, John Gemberling, and Brett Morris.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser, that is me, Gemberling, Gabris,
hi.
Brett, welcome to my porch.
What's up?
Hey, thanks for having us in the porch.
This is, I've dreamed of doing a podcast on this porch, and one of the most unattainable dreams of my dreams.
You own the porch, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
You have all the equipment.
That's the hardest step, is getting the porch.
Did you have this folding, this, like, desk thing?
The table. The dream came together in pieces.
Listeners, it's definitely table adjacent.
It's on casters.
Yeah.
And it's you can see the Allen wrench screws.
And that's how you know it might not be a table.
It's smaller than it. You go, hey, this is we're having dinner here. You go like, this is a small table,
yeah,
right?
Right. Yeah. But in reference to achieving dreams, I don't want to like poo-poo anyone, but this is achievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is no fancy table.
As Gemberling said, it's fucking Allen keys for crying out loud. Yeah.
If you
IKEA
can't
gives them away.
Yeah. If you can't make this table happen with your finances, you're really fucked.
You're a piece of shit.
Porch, table, podcast equipment. The dream came together.
Yeah. Honestly, the hardest part is getting three friends to drive here.
That is it.
Oh, yeah.
But you found them. Found a few suckers.
Humans, we're going to do it from the porch, but still use the technology of the internet to take your one-word suggestions that we've been using recently. And right now, Brett is going to our Discord line. We left off, Brett, I believe, around the word results. That's a great memory by me.
Wow.
But I don't care
where
you start.
You're saying the porch is wired for internet?
It is now. Look at us.
First word, fish. Second word, somersault. And
imagine he just reads 90 words around. 88th word, doctor. All right. Any one of those? One of you guys are ready.
What was 17?
And navigate. Fish
somersault, navigate. Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
Were you asking what one of those
these ads?
All right. I got a navigate and fish story.
Okay.
So my dad and I did not do much together is what my mom explained to me one day. She did. And I was like, oh, I guess we didn't. When you don't have the perspective of other of knowing how other fathers spend with their sons, maybe you don't know.
Oh, that's like the biggest lesson growing up. It's like, this is what everyone's life was like, right? Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But the one thing we did do together was fish. He loved to fish, and Lake Maumelle outside of Little Rock where we fished was about, in my memory, a half-hour drive, and we would go there. I've probably told this story before because it's so life-forming. But
it's probably a five-minute drive, by the way.
Because I was a kid and I'm shorter. It was a half hour.
You're an impatient person generally. Sorry to cut you off, but
that is all true. Probably all because of what happens in this story. But we would stop on the way at this convenience store where you could buy bait, and also we'd get to pick. And for us, it was like, you get to drink soda pop, which we didn't get to drink normally. So you can pick three, we didn't usually get to pick one. Mom's not around. So I'll get a Welch's grape, and I'll get a Fanta orange, and a Dr. Pepper. So that was like what we're focusing on. My dad got to pick what case of beer he was going to get. So we'd go fishing, and we'd spend all day fishing. Might only catch one fish, might catch 40 fish, it depended. But we'd spend all day every time. And on the way home, sometimes he'd let me drive. And I'm from the age of, 12 to 15. And it was scarier around the age of 12 to 13, obviously, driving. I'd get to drive home, and it was only much later in life, and I think not even till after college when I thought back to those specifics and checked in with my brother, and I was like, oh my God, Daddy, as we called him, would drink a whole case of fucking beer by himself. a whole case.
Well, he had
of
a 12-year-old DD with
by himself, and I'm focused on how much soda pop I get to drink, and now that's almost like a secret from my mom. And the reason we got to drive home is because he couldn't drive home on those days, and that did not click ever at the time.
And you were stimulated and focused on the sugary colas and
what I was getting. But I never ever, like, you would think at some point I go, oh, he's acting drunk or he's falling around or never figured that out.
I mean, I got some real therapy answers for you based on work I've done due to similar encounters in my life. But I don't know if this is for the podcast.
No, let's start a scene. You guys start a scene.
All right. Any one of the chips you want, you grab them, okay, pal?
Anyone?
Anyone I know. You just can't let your mother know we're getting these chips, okay?
Can I have the beer chips?
Sure, yeah. The Pilsner flavored chips from Miller High Life.
Are they alcoholic?
No, I don't fucking think so. You can't have that. You gotta drive us fucking home, dude.
Okay, Daddy.
I know it's your birthday. You said you want to go fishing.
Yeah.
I was fucking... Now you have to drive us home. You get to drive us home because of the car.
What?
There was a fly on your lip like Eon for a second.
No. Oh, Daddy. I love we fish together and we watch Eon Flux on Liquid Television.
You love Liquid Television.
I know you love Liquid Television. Don't tell your mother I let you watch those sort of adult animated stuff. Precursor to, yeah, you know.
So how do I reach the pedals?
Oh, that's, you know, you're going to sit on my lap. I'm going to do the pedals. You're just going to do the wheel. I got the speed is easy with cruise control. You're going to have to do, and you just let me know if I should brake. Okay?
Okay.
And don't you use your signal. And don't you fucking.
Daddy.
What?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure. Hold on. Let me just get another round of scratch-offs. Did you want one?
Yes.
All right, here's done.
Can
like
I have Suzy Q's also?
Yeah, you can have Suzy Q cakes always.
Fruit pies.
Yeah, it's your birthday. You can have a fruit pie. Look, you can have anything you want from the snack, right?
Can I get a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pie with the green custard?
Yeah, that one I think is nasty, but you can definitely get it if you want. I think you might be one of those ones you regret, you know? I think the tie-in is doing a lot of the work there. And the flavor and shit doesn't matter as much. But, you know, we're easily fooled by marketing and his family, right?
Oh,
we're getting the fucking Miller High Life chips.
We love it.
Yeah, so what you... I fucking love you. Look, the important thing is, man, this is father-son bond. This is father-son bond.
Oh, you got the fly now, Daddy.
Yeah, I just fucking dropped my hat and dog shit. I mean, I got
Yeah. Hey, Papa, I'm glad our porch back home doesn't have flies like these.
Man, imagine achieving a dream of
in the dream of the porch, a table. And then you got a fly infestation. You can't sit there for 5 minutes without flies lighting on your sticky face.
Dude, someday, man.
Someday.
We're going to sell this father-son fishing story to a fucking magazine or a movie, and we're going to get fucking rich, and then we'll have a porch. And then we can finally have that podcast together where we review snacks. Oh, fuck. Okay. Which cut? Which
and we
one
cut
is
to that. It's amazing, but all the dreams came true.
Way
past the porch into them reviewing snacks.
Dad, you want a blowjob from this fucking genetically engineered creature? Dude, I wish I fucking could, man. My balls are fucking tapped. Holy shit, we're top of the fucking world. Number one Patreon in America. Number one Twitch channel. We're fucking dominant. I'm clear of alcohol. I'm only doing ketamine these days. I'm healthier than I've ever been.
Can I have another Arizona iced tea?
Yeah, of course, man. You want the ginseng one?
Yeah,
I love that. Yo, they never go above 99 cents.
No.
Those tall boys. But the green tea one's confusing because it sells itself as healthy and has like 78 grams of sugar.
We cut to right after one of these snack festival conventions and right after their show And it's a meet and greet afterwards. Hey guys, I've been on board with you guys since the beginning. Huge fan.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Right, that's so cool to hear.
Yeah. Do you guys really still eat your snacks though? It sounds like, I know in the early days you totally did, but now it just seems like.
Wait, you think we're reviewing snacks and not eating them?
Lately,
we're just doing it just for the money and the clout and the fame and not for the love of the game?
Yeah, it sounds like you're reading someone else who's covered the snacks and just written some description of the taste and stuff.
We cut to that episode. And when I bit into the Ninja Turtle fruit pie, the green stuff started dripping down my light little feminine chin and fell on my Madewell white pants I bought in size 8. What the fuck? What about you, young son? Junior, how'd you feel about that turtle
pie?
The
texture of the... I did the Dorito.
Oh, correct.
The texture of the Dorito twisted pleasure Trojan condom flavor was.
I thought we were doing condom flavored. I thought we were doing Dorito flavored condoms. They're sending us condom flavored Doritos.
They actually said both. I haven't tasted the condom yet. I've just had the chip.
Get the condom out of the garbage and taste. This condom just tastes like cum.
Oh, wait. No, I said I didn't taste it. I didn't say I didn't fuck with it.
I can barely taste the Dorito.
Well, I wouldn't know. I
So how is the condom flavored Dorito?
It's fucking disgusting,
I
man.
I thought so, man.
Fucking.
And we cut back to that angry fan. And there were other episodes too. It just seemed fishy, like size 8 pant. I could list other details, but did you guys ever get the condom flavored candy that I sent you in the mail? You guys used to have this segment of the show where you fans could send in their own.
Yeah, we had it.
Candy.
We opened it. I opened it. Fell on my young daughter.
Hey, we're generously giving you a lot of our time, man. We don't have to talk to fans.
And scene, folks. It's true. You got to move on. There's people behind you. All right, I got some off here.
Oh yeah, let me hit my ankles with the off. I think I got chewed the fuck up already.
Is off for flies? Just large house flies?
I don't think they're flies because they're biting. Are they not
or
biting
are they
you?
Horse flies? No, they're not biting me.
They're not biting you because I know who they're fucking biting. Here, spray it on the fire.
Who's a victim?
Just spray it on the equipment. Thanks.
Hey, easy on the Allen wrenches.
Where can I spray it? It's not a very large porch.
It's a small dream.
That's smart. I got to fucking figure out what my dream is.
So, Brett, let's go back. Unless you guys have your own fishing navigation story. Or what was the other one?
Somersault. Mm. Ooh, yeah.
I went fishing with my dad one time, but he didn't fish. I don't want, I mean, do we have room for another fishing story? That's not.
You don't have to. We get three more. You hate those words. Or somersault. Go ahead, Brett. Give us a couple more.
Porta potty. Mm. Concession. Telescope.
Mm-hmm. Anything, fellas?
The telescope makes me think. One night, me and my buddy, he was over and we were hanging out in the yard and we were like looking up at the sky and we were just kept talking about like, oh, that's so cool. Like, look, oh, and like we were just the age where we started like paying attention or giving a shit to the awe of it. But like we were, and I just remember we were like, oh, that's so, and then,
And we had heard some like shit out in the neighborhood and stuff like that. We're like, oh, okay, whatever. Then we go inside. We start watching Taxi Driver for the first time. And it's fucking a little unnerving and a little scary. Oh, no. Or is it Blade Runner? No, it was Taxi Driver. It was one. I have two stories, each featuring a movie. But this one was Taxi Driver. We're like a little freaked out. And all of a sudden, like the way my mom's house was laid out is if you sat on the couch, the TV was in that room in the living room, but on the other side of the living room was a kitchen, and there was a sink over a window over the sink. And one time, and we were just sitting there watching fucking Taxi Driver, and my buddy just elbows me and goes, dude, do you see something in the window? Like not moving his mouth at all. And we were like, do you see something in the window? I was like, holy shit. Holy shit. Yeah. And we saw what looked like a head or something in the window. We were kind of a little scared, and we got up and like slowly creeped away. And then when we started walking, like we were going to go away from it down a hallway and discuss what was going on. So we both go that way. We see it move away and we're like, what the fuck was that? We like run downstairs, grab like lacrosse sticks and baseball bats. Obviously it's Long Island. And we grab my dad's bow staff off the wall. We're like, what the fuck is going on? And like, we're like, what the fuck? And we like go outside and we see like a dude just like walking away down the street or whatever. And we're like, oh, whatever. It's probably some kid playing Manhunt. Just like looked in our window like a creep. We were all bugged out because we were like, you know, we were looking at the aliens and then now they're looking at us and all this shit. A few hours later, we had called my mom and told her the story, and she was out with my dad, and she was like, ah, it's no big deal, don't worry about it. And then when she came home, she was like, there's police everywhere outside. So apparently, like, six houses right next to us and across the street from us were all robbed that night. we were the only house that wasn't. And we were just, like, the whole time maybe we're concerned that it was, like, aliens or, like cryptids or something. And it was just, like, a legit robber, like, robbing. And we hadn't even thought about that. So we were like, well, now. Nah. And we sat down. And then my mom felt bad because she, like, didn't believe us and was like, it's no big deal. She pulls down the box and there's like four police cars with their sirens on, everyone giving statements and shit like that.
Well, was it Blade Runner or?
Yeah, in hindsight, it was definitely Taxi Driver. Yeah. Anyway, that was the Friday night movie. I used to rent movies every Friday night in senior year of high school.
Yeah.
I was a lifeguard at Hofstra Swim Center, and I'd get off shift at 11, race to Blockbuster, rent two movies. Usually a classic and then something I wanted to watch. Something with little tits. Something with a little something for me, 17-year-old.
And we
freak.
see the VHS is frozen on some tits as the knock on the door, the police outside at how are you guys doing? We just going house to house talking to everybody about there was a robbery. Some of your neighbors. Just wanna talk real quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your parents home?
No.
No, they're still at work.
Okay, can you open up? Can we come on in?
Oh.
There's stranger danger.
Put your dick away, dude.
We're police. What? No stranger danger.
Put my dick away.
Put your dick away.
No, you put yours away.
You first.
You first.
You're crazy. You're going to get us in trouble.
You're the one who's going to get us in trouble. You're talking to the cop with your dick out.
Sorry, officer.
You guys,
give us
a problem in there? Just open up. We're just going to come in and ask a few questions. Some robberies.
On three, put our dicks away. One, two, three.
Those are my panties. Give those to me.
What, do you want to switch? Because I think
okay, just hurry up. Sorry, sir.
One second.
Just open up the door.
One second.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You going to open up the chain? Going to move the little chain there? Let us in?
In? What do you need to come in for?
Just going to ask you a couple of questions. Just want to make sure everything's okay. There was a robber robbed a couple of your neighbors. Want to make sure everything's okay in here.
Oh. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
We're just Friday night, you know.
Movie night. We're
Friday
just
night, movie
on.
Night.
Yeah, we just watching.
And your parents
movie.
Around?
No, they're still at work. Still.
Okay. And I see you're watching a movie on there. What you watching there? It's got some tits up on the screen.
It's
how old are you boys?
It's the guy who made Porky's. It's what he did before Porky's.
Yeah. That's beside the point. It's like American There's more tits High in Porky's.
Like yeah, no, I'm trying to remember for you.
That's a good cover. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's no idea.
How old are you boys left alone here watching tits?
I'm 14.
All right, that's all right.
And my twin brother is also 14.
I'm 11.
Thanks for being honest.
Dude. Well, I said we're going to pretend we're twins.
Oh, I thought you meant your real twin brother.
No, he's fucking...
Look. 14's okay to be looking at a tits movie, not 11.
Well, he was never really looking, officer.
All right, he was just listening to the movie.
I was lying on my belly on the floor. You're on,
lying on your
sir.
Belly.
So I didn't see much of it.
All right. That's not why I'm here. We don't go door to door looking for kids looking at tits movies. There's one of your neighbors got robbed. Did you guys see anything?
Mr. Juno next door?
Yeah, he did get robbed.
Oh, it wasn't his globe, his fancy globe, was it?
His fancy, what, describe the globe. Snow globe?
No, it's more like
like a world globe?
Like, yeah, it's like old carved wood and yeah, it's like a globe. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, man.
I don't, man. That's not usually what's reported, globes.
Okay, so no globes, no globe reported.
That's did you steal a globe?
No, I did not. I was
you don't
just
have to tell them about this. You don't have to say any of this.
Only kids really are fascinated by globes.
Yeah.
The continents are carved.
What?
Into the wood.
Did you guys see anything suspicious around it? Hear anything?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Shit. What do you got?
I said no.
We got a report. We did have some suspicious.
So what do you got?
It was...
we see more blue lights.
Swamp, like a swamp monster.
Swamp? Not what you're watching on TV. What are you talking about?
We thought we saw a swamp.
A swamp,
monster.
Yeah.
A swamp monster. Maybe a swamp lady.
What would make you think it's swamp versus anything else?
A mossy.
Mossy. It was wet. Like he's it was pretty wet.
To it.
There's a drippy.
What you saw was definitely mossy and wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and kind of shambling and ambling. And rambling.
Rambling.
Don't sing to me. Look, the rambling, shambling seems more. Are you sure there was mossy? That's the hardest.
Yes, mossy, kelpy. You know,
kelp even.
Yeah.
Not kelpy. Mangrove.
More mangrovey. Yeah.
Woven.
Yes.
In.
Some
more lake or ocean.
Lake.
Yeah.
Bog.
River.
Mire.
Yeah.
River. Delta.
Delta.
Are you guys doing code to someone?
River. River. Delta.
Officer, what are we doing standing here in the doorway? We obviously all get along. Come in.
Oh, thank you.
So, okay. He's 14. I'm 11. We're watching.
We're trying to get more details if you saw anything.
Yeah,
we
the swamp
didn't see anything.
Did you? He said you did.
Well, besides the swamp monster, what you said is not what you're looking for.
Did you hear any glass being broken? There was a lot of glass broken next door. Anything like that?
I don't think I didn't hear anything like that. It sounded more like I don't know. No.
So you did hear something?
No.
But
it just sounded
more like.
It was more like, you know, like it was like shh.
That sounds glassy to me.
That could have been
maybe we did hear glass. But
what would you describe that as when you heard it?
Work with you, officer.
Yeah, that's my job. We're trying to get details, find out where this guy came from and went to.
Don't you ever punch out? You can't work all the time.
You got a mouth on you for an 11-year-old.
Yeah, I've been told.
Dude.
These tits movies.
It's good.
It's good. He's I hear you.
He's one of us?
Yeah.
An absolute sicko?
Yeah. I can tell.
Do you mind if I look around?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
You tell us what your favorite thing you see is.
We're just going to keep watching our flick here. Is that all right, officer? Or are we under arrest?
You go ahead. I don't care.
Okay.
Hey, here's that globe you were talking about.
No, that's a different globe. That's our globe.
You were saying the continents were carved out.
Yeah, we have one
like
too.
Like ours, yeah.
That's a unique globe.
Oh, shit. He's on to us.
This your neighbor's globe? It says Juno on the bottom.
Well, yeah, because it's written right on Alaska, you can see.
Yeah. Woo! Dodged a bullet.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
That's going to be the capital of Alaska for you.
All right.
All right, so you and your neighbor have the same globe, carved globe.
No, his is ash. This is mahogany.
Or some sort of elm, maybe a birch.
We're not globe
experts.
So you're
positive about his, but not about yeah, yours.
His is definitely...
his is 100% ash, as we said.
Ash, yes.
That's why we call him Ashy Larry Juno.
He's on In Living Color. He's an In Living Color character.
Chappelle Show.
You know him, officer?
Well, we should get back to our movie.
And then get back to it and immediately take their pants down and their dicks out. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Can you believe he thought we were 14 and 11? We're just two little grown-ups. There's a little asterisk at the end of the scene. Brett, do not take that out. I'm 11. Oh,
children portrayed in this scene were actually little grown-ups. Brought to you by the transparency. And
brought to you by Jim Caviezel from The Sound of Freedom. All children in this scene were portrayed by adult actors. I know it makes it still weird, but it's not illegal.
There's no reason any of it should be illegal. I mean, not, you know what I'm saying. Whatever you think the limit is, that's my limit.
When I'm a human fly, I spend it in a while. I say buh-buh-buh-buh, and it's just because I'm a human fly, and I don't know why.
October 28th, Improv for Humans Live, returning to the Ice House, John Gimberling, Lisa Gilroy, plus James Adomian. We haven't had him on the show in LA in forever, so get tickets now. Well, we have had him on, but we haven't had him on in L.A. You get an opportunity to see those three plus Maddie B. live at the Ice House October 28th. You can go to their website or go to a link off Matt Besser or improvforhumans.com. Get those tickets now and spread the word and be a part of our Halloween episode. Wear a costume. We're going to take photos. I will wear a costume. What costume do you want Maddie B, Matt Besser, that is me, to wear at the live October 28th recording at the Ice House? What costume should I wear? Leave your costume nominations in the Discord. And meanwhile, go now, get tickets.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brett, move us on.
Yeah, give us another round. Right.
We can't go off of any of that.
Nest, clamp, and tennis.
It's really just got to be one word.
That's funny because clamp, I got clamp as a suggestion on Thursday night when I did a show.
Mm.
Weird. Mm. What was the third one?
Tennis.
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 What was the first one?
Nest.
Nest.
Nest. Nest. Yes.
Clamp and tennis.
Yo, all right, Nest. My
Yo, Nest.
Yo, Nest. All right, here we go. Mm. I'm going to tell a story. I'm going to do a beatbox and then just tell a boring-ass fucking Nest-based story. My old upstairs
Is this neighbor. A thermostat story?
No.
Okay.
I mean, actually, it's a smoke detector story in a way.
Oh.
But really, it's a Nest story.
Okay.
My upstairs neighbor... We saw like a baby cockroach crawl out of our bathroom drain, and I was like, oh, that's disgusting. And Tiffany's like, no, that's really bad. My wife used to work at a extermination, like a bug exterminators in high school. She was a receptionist there. So she knows, she's like, if you see a baby cockroach, it means there's like a hive or a nest, if you will. And I was like, oh no, fuck no. So we like search our whole house, nothing. We're fine. We're like, she's like, I think it's the upstairs neighbors because they're like a little dirty in our minds. They constantly are doing washing. I think one of them was an alcoholic and would piss the bed all the time because they were constantly washing sheets, and they were like a mom and a kid.
Or they were just really clean.
Yeah, or they were really clean. But if you... We're in the bathroom when if you're in the laundry room when the sheets were running, it fucking reeked like this. So we had an exterminator come by and check, and our landlord had them, and we were like, they have to check the upstairs neighbor. And she came back down. And we were like, were we right? And the exterminator was like, I'm not legally allowed to tell you about anything I saw up there. It's like a breach of.
And I definitely don't want it podcast.
Yeah. And I was like, no, oh, I'm not going to mention the company, Orkin. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even remember what it was. And I was like, oh, but she's got to be the culprit. She's like, yeah, she has. I don't know how she didn't know she had roaches. She had, so they apparently like warm places. So one was on underneath her fridge by the motor, and one was on the fucking modem, like by her TV, like a full roach's nest, like hundreds of roaches. She's like, I don't know how the fuck they didn't see him or, you know, care about them or whatever. It stressed me out so much. And then like, They got their house fumigated, and we were like, okay, so that means they're gonna be running down here and to die. And we're like, okay, well, they'll be fine. And then I'm changing my smoke alarm randomly because it's like that time of year, and my smoke alarm comes off the wall. And it's just all, and out from the fucking hole in the wall is like fucking Temple of Doom, like 100 immediately crawl up my arm, all up my face, and some of them are like leaping out of the hole and they're in my face, God. And I'm like, I'm screaming at the top of my fucking lungs, swatting, running. I go and get Raid, spray all this Raid, get like a fucking vacuum cleaner. I'm just like, I was fucking, pardon my pun, I was bugging, dude. It was a fucking nightmare. I like truly, I don't have like bug fear, really. Obviously, I'm sitting up here on the porch, so I can handle it. But it stressed me out, man. I had like that was like a fucking real. I haven't had like a real like grown up fear in a long time. I screamed like high pitcher.
We hear screams from a neighbor on the third floor over and over again. Then we hear a door slam. Did you hear that? It's the fucking exterminator. That was the exterminator. It just went up there. Let's get him before he runs out.
All right.
Hey.
No,
please just talk to us. Talk to us.
I told myself if it ever got this bad, I was out. I quit.
You're out. Oh, you quit. So you're not bound.
Then there's bugs.
What's
there's
up there?
There's lots of bugs
you
up there, right?
You gotta tell us what's up there.
Well, it's roaches and centipedes, right?
Okay, hold on. I'm not really supposed to be telling you this. I signed a document when they hired me that if I told anybody the bug status of a client, I could be chemically castrated. And
really?
Like that's Benedict Cumberbatch. Up.
Yeah.
Why'd you agree to that? Is Benedict Cumberbatch in that?
Or the guy, Alan Turing. The guy he played.
He portrayed.
It. Yeah, yeah. I get them confused a lot.
I heard to do the role, he had to do it too.
Sick dude method.
Yeah. He had to sit on a plutonium rod for. Oh.
Just sit here.
For real, tell us. Just tell us. It's bad, or, right?
But now that you quit, are you still bound by
yes,
that contract?
Yes, it's a castration? Life bond.
Well, how many kids do you have?
None.
Oh, do you want children?
Yes.
Okay. Well, chemically castrated is like a step further than a vasectomy, I'm assuming. Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah.
Right.
I was thinking like I was reversible.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to like talk you into just going with it. But yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to now that I thought about it. Sorry. We really need to adopt
a kid and tell us. We could say that, but just, you know, just give us, can you do yes, no?
Look, here's the thing. Look, the chick who lives in that floor in the third apartment is so hot, but we know she's so nasty. So, like, it's just crazy to us that such a beautiful woman has such a trashy apartment.
She always has food around her mouth. She's hot, but she always has peanut butter or molasses sticky shit.
She's like spilled honey and tomato sauce
it's
everywhere.
Always something sticky.
She was wearing a like tennis skirt, like a like a school girly tennis skirt.
Those are two different costumes.
Well, I don't.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
She had that's. You know what dress he's referring to? She's
like a prep school tennis.
Yeah.
But then there was like, I couldn't tell if there were like. Shit stains around the rim of the skirt.
It's either shit stains or she sat in fucking barbecue sauce or something.
I think it's that molasses.
Everything's sticky and the heat lamps.
And I know all her fucking iguanas are dead because we saw them in the dumpster. It's the dumpster.
I call it the dumpster.
You would call it the dumpster too. It's full of fucking iguanas and hamsters. It's wet.
Because mine's damp, though.
Yeah, yours is damp. Oh, okay. Dude, you got to tell us, please, what kind of fucking bug situation
what kind
are
of
we
bugs?
Working with?
Are we talking dangerous stinging bugs?
Is it bees? Is it scorpions?
Bees.
Probably not bees.
Not bees or scorpions, guys.
We won't kill bees. I'd kill scorpions.
Is it mosquitoes? Is it like, or is it crawlies? All right, crawling or flying? Can you tell us that?
Scorpions, bad.
It's not rats. Scorpions.
Oh,
it's rats.
Is it one step up from bugs? Vermin.
It's rats.
It's guinea pigs.
Oh, he decided. It's fucking rats.
It's
bigger than rats.
Not bigger than rats, but they're it's like a smaller rat, but
a mouse.
It's between a mouse and a rat.
Classically, the smaller rat.
No,
it's between a mouse and a rat.
It's rat-like, but it's smaller.
Uh-huh.
But it has also, like, spider-like legs.
Spider-like.
What the fuck are you describing, man?
That sounds scary,
smaller than a rat, but, yeah.
Is it a spider?
It's like a bat.
Oh, a bat?
But, like, you know how bats have wing arms? This has, like, spider arms.
Are you telling us now?
Yeah, I'm just telling you. I've given up on my dreams of having a big family.
Well, did you discover some species?
Your dreams are just having a big family?
I discovered a new species.
That's fucking crazy. That's why you screamed like that?
Congrats.
No, I'm getting out of here. I'm quitting.
You're quitting? But the new species could... be a game changer for you.
You could make a lot of money, dude.
Do not ask us what's
the new species.
I don't want to get involved in what's the next steps are. I don't have an idea.
We can't stay here. We cut to a week later
at the Hall of Science. He's at the reception table. Okay, so you say you've discovered a new species?
Yes. Okay. Am I in the right place? Hall of Science?
Yes.
New species?
Would you like to register and get some money for discovering it? That's what most people want.
Sure. I don't have any proof.
Oh, you don't? We can't just come in.
Well, these guys said.
You gotta have.
Why am I waiting behind this guy? let me see if my animal's a new species.
See, oh, and you got to just, you're holding it. Most yeah, people, you have it in a
like,
cage.
It's like a dog. It's like a dog, but with no hair, and it's not alive.
Dude, that's just a dog got run over.
Oh, possibly. Wait, let's just check it. I'm fucking broke, dog. Run through the system.
No, you've been here every day this week. You gotta stop bringing dead animals. So this guy goes back to the exterminator, and he does get one of these species and puts it in a thermos.
He goes up to the third floor to get it. And the two kids from downstairs who were asking him about it are stuck in these big fucking webs in the apartment.
Dude!
You gotta get us out of here, man.
You gotta come get back.
You
gotta get us out.
Don't fuck with us, man.
Please, you gotta get us out. Dude, we thought we were trapped in one of your bat spider things, man, but it's fucking molasses. She's got a sweet tooth.
It has
man.
Nothing to do with the species.
What are you guys doing up here?
We wanted to bring the species down to the Hall of Science new species department.
Oh, yeah, we're going to make some money off
you
of it.
You guys, I'm telling you, it's not a good.
Did you go?
Huh?
Did you go?
To the Hall of Science?
Did it work?
Yeah, no.
Why not?
Because I didn't have proof for the reason that you came to
you didn't bring it?
Yeah.
Why are you guys up here?
Because we were going to get it.
Going to get it.
So that I could bring it.
No, so that we could bring it.
Oh.
Because we thought you brought it already.
So
but you
got to
get us out of this molasses, dude, before she gets home.
Okay.
Yeah, she's at some hot girl job. No idea what it could be.
Yeah.
We don't know any hot girls ourselves.
What did she say about you guys being stuck up here?
She didn't see we got up here.
I'm not positive she's noticed. Okay. She's kind of like really into her phone when she walks in the door.
Yeah, she's an influencer.
Yeah, she's like always. She goes right to the room with the ring light and all the fucking sweets in there, all the brown wow. sugar.
She just chugs molasses. Get us out of here.
So strange. Okay, sorry. What do I need? Like white vinegar or something? What breaks up molasses?
Yeah.
This is a lot of molasses, guys.
I know. Well, the more we moved, the more it like expanded and got stronger. It felt
right.
Like,
yeah.
And we thought it was a new species, but then we saw the new species was caught in it too.
It's right over there.
Oh, yeah.
Help me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit, it speaks. Dude, this is going to be worth a lot.
Are you your new species?
Huh? What was your question? You new species?
To me?
Can it confirm if it's a new species?
To me?
Yeah.
I'm old.
Huh?
To me, I'm old.
Oh.
I'm not new.
Oh.
Well, the fighting man really cut us out of here.
Yeah, dude, don't talk to it.
It's fucking annoying. Trust us, we've been fucking dealing with this guy all
week. We cut back to the Hall of Science. Okay, there you go. It's on the third floor, and they cut to the third floor. If you've ever been in those government buildings, they're like, you can't find you don't know where your room is, and you're like, it's on 311, they're looking everywhere.
You're talking about jury duty?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They generally have signs up for all the jurors just in the court, like jury
next
room
time,
six.
Next
like,
time, look for signs.
You really can't miss it.
And they can't see a sign that says new species. With an arrow. What are you guys looking for? Can I help you?
Oh, yeah. Hi. We have a possible new species.
Oh, that's what's in that?
To me, I'm old.
What?
To me, I'm old.
To you, you're old. That little thing didn't say that.
Yeah.
What is that?
I think it's like an old...
Yeah.
Does it to me? I'm old.
Yeah. No. He's giving us his perspective.
I know
fine,
that could be could die tomorrow. Probably no. That'd be like a mosquito.
Well, let's assess it.
I don't want to. I was gonna give you directions.
Huh? Oh. Yeah. Sorry. What do you do?
I work in 310, right by the new species room.
Oh.
It's just down there. Take a left at that corner. It's the next room next to the bathroom.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. And they go into the new species room and they see other people sitting with like lunch boxes and species in it. You guys got a new species?
Yeah, we think so.
To me, I'm a little.
God, that gets everybody. I don't get it.
Your species talks.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I heard you get like over $500.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, those guys weren't lying.
I just got some fucking new species, don't even fucking talk, barely walks.
Are new species uniformly lunchbox sized? Is that it?
No, you can load them in the ground floor if it's a new species, really big.
Right.
All right, we cut to the new species. All right, so it says here you think you have a new species. Hi, how's it going?
Doesn't that say on everything you get?
Yep. Dr. Smithcorn. A lot of people don't realize, people think, you know, explorers and scientists discover new species, but as you can see by the waiting room out here, it's mostly just weird local guys who think they've stumbled upon something. What do you have here, sir? What do you call this? It seems to be, it's got spider legs on a body the size between a mouse and a rat. That's obvious. Is exactly. It ambulatory? Is it able to move?
It was, yes, but now as you can see, it's trapped in hardened molasses.
And so it's a new, it does seem like a new species.
It says it usually interjects by now. There we go. Yeah, I really...
Holy shit, I don't even really get it. Just keep saying it. It's funny.
It's just a... I think it just clarifies its perspective.
Right. Yeah. So it's not new to itself. Right. That makes sense to me,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
We cut to 3 weeks later where this species is really caught on. And there's some tourists in like Times Square, like some in their 20s, this young girl... Well, I do, kid. I just want you to buy it for me. To me, I'm old. I think it's funny. Just
honey,
buy it.
I don't understand this t-shirt. You're 19 years old. I'm not buying you a t-shirt that says...
You just don't get it. To me, I'm old.
Is this one of your new species jokes that you and your friends are doing all the time?
It's a new species for everybody.
Well,
to me,
God made all the species already, okay? So there's no new species.
That is so stupid, Dad. Just buy it for me. To me, I'm old.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, how much for the t-shirt, to me, I'm old? What size?
Small.
It's $35.
Jesus fucking Christ. Seriously? Do you really want this?
To me, that's cheap.
To you, that's cheap?
No, I want the hat.
The hat that says, to me, that's cheap? How much is the hat, to me, that's
$35.
Cheap?
$35.
Well, to me, that's fucking pricey.
Those are the tennis
shoes. That's pretty good,
shoes.
Right, hun? All right, here you go. Here's $60. I'll take, oh, tax? Fuck. Okay. Shit, all right. I only have $6 cash. I'll do debit.
Okay. And seeing cash, folks.
You always take it all the way to the...
Well, yeah, we don't want to do a transaction scene. Got to stop it right before the transaction's complete.
Brett, move us on to three new words.
All right. What word was that based off again?
That was
nest.
Nest.
Is that still nest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what did it have to do with the thermostat?
Thermostat.
I said it was a nest story. Not the nest thermostat, a cockroach's nest.
No, I know, but you said it does sort
well,
of have to do
the
with
the smoke
that.
Detector is nest adjacent in my mind. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
That is a nice, I'm sure that's happened in a horror movie. That's a nice way to have cockroaches fall into your face.
Oh, it was horrifying. I have cotton mouth now from that.
Chilling.
Eating cockroaches.
You're licking your lips. Dreaming of cockroaches.
Yum. Today it's protein of the future, Brett. Get ready. Our kids will be eating bugs in no time. My kids, I'm going to train them on bugs.
Yeah. That we co-raise. Misfire. Backcourt.
What?
Backcourt.
Oh.
And breakup.
Okay.
I had a friend who brought, I went to an all boys private school, which was just like smart kids, normal kids, and then like really fucked up, like absent wealthy parents' kids that were just like going to end up going to
like Phoenix House weed rehab and stuff.
Which one were you? Smart kid.
I think I was just sort of like a normal. I was.
You're pretty smart.
The one normal kid.
Yeah.
And listeners believe you.
I'm normal.
I was the one normal kid in my high school.
Me?
Don't you want to meet these fucking kids?
Dead center, man. I'm the baseline. So one of these kids, they were like bad kids, like, you know, almost stereotypical, like they acted out, you know, like throw rocks at cars and stuff. In New York City, like on
hard on, to find rocks
on like Riverside Drive, no, like the edge of Riverside Park, like chunks of rocks and stuff. One day this kid brought a gun to school.
Story like, just drastically changed. Yeah, tenor.
Well, one of the most normal kids in class.
He showed it to me in the bathroom in his backpack. He's like, check it out, it's this gun. And it had like, wow. It was like a silver revolver, like magnum style gun. And it had like a chunk of metal stuck in the tip. I was like, what's this? He's like, I tried to shoot it, but it like misfired in the chamber and
what?
Like blew up. I was like,
blew up?
Okay.
What? How old is how old are you guys, or how old is this kid? Is it like 14 or 8?
I think it's like 10 or 11, maybe.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I got like scared, and I told my dad, and he told the history teacher, I guess, who was our homeroom teacher. And then that kid got in trouble, and he was mad at me. I just heard a beep.
It's okay.
Were you not just recording?
just started rolling now.
It was recording the whole time. It's
I
just
told Brett to start recording when he started liking the stories.
All right, we're just going to do an hour and a half from now to start recording.
He got pissed at me because I told on him, and it turned out it was like a replica gun that he had just jammed something into the thing. It wasn't even a real gun. He was just a liar. But I was scared.
Yeah, understandably.
I was freaked out.
Yeah, you should have been.
They're scary fucking things for anyone to be around. Yeah. Those 10-year-olds.
It's heavy.
Yeah, that's... You'd think because of movies, and I was like a little action kid and just so into all that shit. And then when you like fire a gun at like a gun range in your 20s, you're like, this is fucking horrifying.
You're like, oh, no.
You're like, I would not be able to dual wield Uzis.
Can you imagine being in a gun battle?
So much firing. Like you're behind a rock that's getting hit with bullets. I'll be fucking full of diarrhea in no time.
How about colonial times where they didn't even really work that well or aim that well?
Yeah, and you didn't really
blow up when you're fucking loading it.
Yeah. But
if you died when you load it at 19 as a soldier, you only lost like 11 years of life total. Like,
That's a good perspective.
Yeah, like, oh,
to me, I'm young. To me, I'm young. Our forefathers, to me, I'm young.
Hey, man, come check this out.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, come in the bathroom.
All right.
Look at this, dude.
What is that?
This, dude? You don't recognize this? This is fucking Lohengrin's scimitar. Lohengrin?
Is that
the evil fucking ranger?
I don't know that. What is that?
Lohengrin, the evil ranger. He lives in the fucking Mirkwood Forest. You don't know who I'm talking
about? Is that a real weapon?
Yeah, it's a real weapon.
Where the fuck did you get that?
Dude, I found it in Lohengrin's fucking hiding spot, dude.
What?
No, dude, it's for real. It's a real magical scimitar. It grants the bearer, the wielder of it, extra speed and accuracy, and it has mad damage bonuses.
You shouldn't have that at school.
Oh, dude, stop being such a little pussy. Come
you
on.
Have that at school, even if it is really magic.
It is. It's a magic fucking scimitar. Yeah, it is, dude. It's
blessed. Is it or is it fake?
It's real, dude. It's blessed by a fucking dark priestess of the same fucking deity as Lundgren.
It would be amazing that you have a giant fucking sword of any kind at school. It doesn't have to be magic.
Hello, is this the school administration office?
Yes, it is.
My name is Lundgren. I am prince of the mere elves of...
That doesn't really matter unless you have, do you have a child at this school?
No, I have a sacred weapon at this
school. Okay, you're going to have to leave.
A weapon that has been passed down to all the pure blood sires of my house.
Again, that doesn't matter. You can't have weapons at a school.
I don't have weapons. I'm looking for my weapon.
At this moment, the two kids are walking out of the bathroom. We see them over Lundgren's shoulder as they're walking out, like, playing with it.
Check
it out. That dude, that's a wizard.
Calls to me.
Dude, that's Lundgren. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
That's his crazy magical weapon?
Yeah, this is his scimitar. I took it from his hiding spot.
Hey,
in the Mirkwood
you two
forest.
Kids, hey. What do you got?
You can't go in there without a written permission unless you're picking up someone and a parent's giving you permission.
They have my blade. I can feel it.
I don't know that your blade. And a lot of people bring things for show and tell, and you're going to have to
prove
that.
You just said you can't have weapons. Now people are bringing things for show and tell?
Now Lundgren sees over the administrator's shoulders, the two kids ride by on bikes. One of them has, you see like the handle of the scimitar sticking out the top of his backpack. They ride right past a nightmare steed, you know, one of those black horses whose feet are fire that's parked there in the vice principal's spot, just kind of blowing steam out of its nose and stamping its foot. That's Lundgren's horse. Keep riding, man.
Where are you going? We see Lundgren go, jump on the horse and pursue them. They go into
come, Widow's Bane. Show us the meaning of haste.
He's gaining on us, Ronnie.
They hit the dirt bike trail into the,
he'll
into
never
the park.
You'll never be able to keep up with us on the dirt bike trail. We know this dirt bike trail like the back of our fucking hands, man. Let's go.
And we cut to their treehouse that's in not even very deep into that forest.
Dude, are you sure we're allowed up here? Isn't this where your dad does his podcast?
He only did it there once because the guest complained about it too much. We'll be safe here. Shh. Here, I see his hat.
We see his hat, and the reason that the kids are able to see the hat is because in front of him, the plant life and the forest life is just dying and wilting and splitting apart, going out of his way, creating a path for Lundgren.
Okay, awesome. Okay, everything's I get it. Plants don't like me. I get it. I know you're a perennial. You'll be back.
Is it going to kill all the tree we're in?
I better not, dude.
Or is it just like small plants?
I can't see you, but I can smell you, children.
That's a thing.
We dark elves of the mere possess the children's smell ability.
That's real.
They only smell children.
That's fucking creepy,
smell,
man.
Like a child.
We gotta get out of here.
We only smell children, and those we smell very well.
We don't have your blade, man.
Oh?
Yeah.
I didn't say blade.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we don't have anything of yours, man. We're just up here playing Pokemon.
Amongst all those bugs?
Yeah, it's, you know, it was really bad at first, but it's tapered off.
Yeah, probably because you sprayed off all of yourself.
I'm adjusted to it at this point.
Well, do have it.
What? Come on, Ryan.
If you try anything, we're going to use it against you.
Haha, you try to use it against me, and the blade will turn on you. And you shall be enthralled to me, yes?
Why don't you just summon it then?
At that moment, the kid with the blade comes running out of the treehouse, pulls it out of the back of his backpack, and goes to do a double overhand strike to Lundgren, who the kid immediately turns into all bones, a skeleton, and fucking shoots backwards and pierces the other kid 206 times as all of his bones go through his body. Lundgren casually murders two kids. Scimitar just lands in his hand.
That's my plus 10 fast bones ability for you right there. Can only use that once a turn.
Scene humor.
We can do that.
I know. Sometimes we have to get the fuck out of there. I accidentally killed everyone. But
I'm a human fly, and I don't know why. I got 96 tears, 96 eyes. I got a.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improv4humans.com.
Inquiry.
Hey!
You did it.
Wow.
You did it. You complained, but you did it.
Oh, John?
Brett, do we have time? What do we have time for?
Six words.
We have time.
Let's do at least one more round.
All right, we got vacation.
It's all we ever wanted.
Confluence.
What the fuck?
Pinball.
Well, it's a billion vacation stories.
Yeah, I feel like I've told a few on Improv for Humans in my day.
I do love me a pinball machine.
How about a confluence story?
So that's where two rivers come together?
I'm not positive. What, conflating and confluence? Is there a difference?
I thought they were the same.
A confluence is two things sort of joining together. Conflating is sort of
you confusing something,
or is it? It's confusing it with the thing.
I hear it as a river comparing thing, something. Confluence.
Yeah,
there's a specific river definition, and then it also just means merging.
Merging of
the
two
process items. Of merging.
And in a confluence of events, Gemberling's dance class was right next to my tumbling class. And so we were able to get brunch after. There's probably an easier sentence to use in it. But
I think you should just say coincidence.
Yeah,
you keep putting confluence in a lot.
In a confluence of events, I was thinking the same thing as you. I was just thinking about how, you know, confluentially
yeah. In that coincidentally
confluentially I was thinking the exact same thing as you at the same time. That's pretty wild, huh? It's like a river thing, but you can also use
do you
it
have
like
some
this.
Kind of word of the day app or something like that?
I have a thesaurus alarm clock.
You've been on Confluence for like a week and a half.
Yeah, man, I'm not sleeping well. It doesn't really go over to the next day until you nail it down.
How does it determine?
Because I get quizzed before I go to bed. It asks me a bunch of questions.
Oh, well, I think you're using it too much to like mean anything and everything.
Oh shit! Well, it's just it's the last thing I think about. It's the first thing I say when I get up in the morning.
Confluence.
It's like, yeah, well, because it's the alarm clock is like, good morning, Confluence. Good morning, Confluence.
Thesaurus. alarm clock customer service.
Yeah, hi. My name's Mike. I bought one of your...
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I bought one of your alarm clocks, and I'm not sleeping well.
I'm sorry to hear that you're having an issue with the thesaurus alarm clock. Would you summarize your issue being clock not keeping the right time, clock...
And you sound like a recording, but they left in the ums. Look, I was summarizing it. These fucking AI fucking receptionists. I was summarizing my problem.
I understand that you're frustrated with the idea of artificial intelligence.
Whoa, this is
leaving good. That aside. Do you
Now I'm frustrated at the lack of AI. I wish AI was more powerful at this point. I don't know what I'm mad about. It's not my clock works fine. It wakes up.
Right. The clock is judging my sleep cycle and refusing to work properly.
Yes, that is what I'm saying. It's because I'm not gaining...
I'm sorry to hear that your sleep cycle has been improperly disturbed by the clock. I'm going to open a ticket for you. Do you want to write this down?
I have to write stuff down?
No.
Jesus fucking...
2, B, okay. C, D, D, J, T, 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 B, Y, W, X, Y, 3, 9.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. And so this is my ticket. Ticket number now?
I need you to, ticket number. We're going to send somebody out there. We have somebody who can be over right now.
Really?
Look at it. Yeah. We have somebody.
Holy shit, someone's at the door. Should I stay on the line with you while I talk to them?
Sure.
Oh, hello. Yes, hi. Come on in.
Hi. Can you give me your ticket confirmation number?
Yeah, I have it written down right here if you want to just read it yourself.
Okay, TYDDTXY3TZ. Okay.
And that helps you somehow?
It's not the right number.
That's not the right number. Wait, hold on. Here, take my phone for a second.
Okay.
Get the number from this guy.
Hello? Who is this?
Hello? Who's this?
Who is this?
Give me your company ID.
You tell me who this is.
I am level beta, so I require a floor.
My wife works in the beta zone.
I think I know who you mean.
What's that supposed to mean?
Never mind.
Wait, you're having so much more
What's
fun on the phone than I was.
What's your employee number?
S3XYBOI.
Okay. Mine is Z74D3.
Checks out.
All right, can I help you? Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were still talking to the...
Checks out covers everything. When we say checks out, that's a catch-all.
That's a confirmation that I'm at the right place.
All right. Well, then, so my...
What's wrong with your refrigerator?
It's my alarm clock.
Oh, okay. I don't normally do those runs, but okay.
How did you get here while I was not even done explaining?
Well, I was in the area, and I can also fix those.
Well, it's my thesaurus alarm, as you can see. I'm stuck on Confluence because... I don't demonstrate mastery of the word, but I think I got it enough.
Okay.
I just needed to move on.
A thesaurus. So, okay.
It's like a dictionary, but with like one word definitions.
I thought it was just synonyms.
Oh, isn't that the same shit?
It doesn't give definitions, just synonyms.
Well, synonyms are usually
antonyms.
Like, what is? Oh, does it give antonyms? I don't even know.
I think
I'm still stuck. I've been on Confluence for 8 days.
Well, it doesn't give you an indefinition. But okay, so have you mastered the word? It's supposed to just as soon
I've
as you master
it.
The word,
I've
you,
definitely
it
mastered
moves on
it.
To the next word.
But then before bed, it quizzes me for like 45 minutes.
Okay, let's hear the quiz.
No, I can't go through it again. Last time, I fucking accidentally decided that chickens were more important than a different. Like group, ethnic group, and I was in so much fuss. And it fucking reported me. And
it's understandable. People eat chicken. It's hard to think of not having it around.
Well, it's just, it was fucking crazy. It was just like, it was too deep of questioning. I didn't understand what it had to do with
But confluence. It got back to chicken a lot.
And eventually, it seemed to really be chicken based in the long run.
Well, most people either eat eggs or chicken at some point in the week.
Yeah, that's where the expression comes from.
All right, let's just go through a few questions just to make sure it's working right.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Boop. Kind of sounds like a recording sound.
Okay. Now, this, I'm supposed to,
I'm still on the line, by the way.
Do you need to go or do you need to stay?
Nope, I'm sorry. I'm AI.
You're, oh, okay.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. So you can stay. Interesting. Why does the phone even ring?
We want to know if you want to answer it.
Confluence.
It's not even working.
Confluent. Oh, okay, hold on.
Let me try. Confluence.
Okay, you can go to bed.
Sometimes it can, sometimes just understand by the tone of your voice that you get it. I go fishing in a confluence of rivers all the time.
Confluence?
What?
Confluence.
It sounds like it's giving up on you.
It's not even supposed to be about me saying it. Like, what mastery of the word does it need me to do?
It sounds like it's giving up on you understanding.
Dude,
it.
When the fucking shock collars, I can't keep it going. It's got to stop. I need to get some sleep.
Just say it with confidence, like you know it now.
Say it with confidence. Confluence.
Ooh.
Okay, here it goes. It's warm.
Confluence.
Ooh.
Confluence. Confluence.
Yes! Go to sleep!
Oh, thank Christ.
Well, there you go.
No, thanks for coming by.
Your new word for the next day.
Oh, there we go. It's rolling over.
Epistemological.
Epistemological. Okay, well, that's a worry for another day.
Okay. And scene.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I paused in the middle of talking because I legitimately couldn't remember what we were talking about.
Epistemological, I think, means like what the word means or like the history of the word. Root of the word or something like that.
It's how we come by knowledge, sort of. It's,
oh,
like,
it's that, how we learned
how things are understood to be, like how I... epistemological.
The theory of knowledge.
How do you epistemologize?
Theory of knowledge.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense, man. Dude, well, that's a good name for a podcast.
The Theory of Knowledge. Yeah.
If you put The Theory of Knowledge out and you recorded like 7 Instagram videos, you could probably get like 900,000 listeners. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's perfect for what the market is on podcasting now.
Well, I don't know what you mean, though.
It's all like...
pretentious?
Like vague. It's not really pretentious as much as it's like thinking outside the box and like wellness, like adjacent kind of shit of like, welcome back to The Theory of Knowledge. Today we're talking about you don't actually need to brush your teeth. That's something, you know, like... big dentist came up with, and then you can, like, you know, sell your fucking knockoff toothpaste or whatever, and you could probably make a fortune. Something to think about, guys, while we have this table.
I'm not butting up against these podcasts.
Well, yeah, I see, that's the thing. They're in my circle of, like, you know, because I like some of these, like, wellness guys like Huberman and Dr. Rhonda Patrick and stuff, but there's so... the market is... My Instagram For You page is just like chock full of people. Like, I get up at 4 a.m. and I do the treadmill for 20 minutes while meditating. You know, it's just like...
Why do you like to watch those
I don't
people?
Even really like to watch it. It's like just a type of guy I understand. So it's funny. It's funny to like roast these guys. Like, I see the steps that get you to be this guy who's like, and then I'm in an ice bath for 10 minutes. Then I'm in the hot sauna for 1 hour. And it's like, when do you see your kids or do
Mark
like...
Mark Wahlberg's
morning. Like, exactly. All right, Brett, give us 9 words.
Give us 5 words this time, Brett. Okay.
Can't it be just a multiple of 3?
Yeah, let's do 6.
Okay, 6.
All right. Trunk.
Drunk.
Trunk.
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 Trunk. Trunk.
Lightning. Band-Aid. Sauna. Thumbnail. Carcinization? I don't know what that
is. Oh, man. People are
field
fucking
trip.
Carcinization closed. Did you hear?
What?
I know.
That was my favorite place to buy cigarettes in the neighborhood.
I know.
We would go there all the time and get our American spirits that we love so much, and now it's fucking closed.
Are you sure they're not just closed because of a holiday?
I think it's closed because of a holiday, because there's no way it's closed.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think it's fucking closed. John and I went up there, man. There's closed sign was up and shit.
Let's go back.
To carcinization?
Carcinization?
Carcinization. All right.
Carcinization?
Let's get in my car. You get in the trunk. Well, right. It's a hatchback, so it's not that hard, but all if you right, can get in the right. trunk.
I'm pretty claustrophobic, but okay.
Oh, well, sorry. But, you know, you'll look out the big window. Because I got all my fucking speakers and shit in the passenger seat. All right. All right, we're here at Carson Station.
Oh. That wasn't as bad as I thought.
No, I know. I drove fast. You know, I'm young, so it feels shorter. See? What we're saying, Matt? Looks closed, right?
Come here.
Okay. Away from
I that. Feel weird about every time we go somewhere, you make or get in the trunk.
I could have made you get in the trunk, but you're taller.
I know, I am. I'd refuse to get in the trunk with all just your speakers there.
I mean,
or in the back seat.
He doesn't have a problem with it. Why you gotta be like one of these people that are like mad on behalf of someone else? It's like the entire fucking internet.
I just feel it's weird. Just move your speakers.
Okay, I can move my speakers. Hey, John, is everything okay over here? Huh? Should I let you out? You want to get out of there? Sorry. Oh,
no, it's fine.
Are you hot?
It was getting a little stuffy in there.
Oh, yeah,
but
come on out.
Fine.
I'm sorry. I got out and immediately started talking to Matt.
I'm sorry I made you guys drive here. It's obviously closed.
That's what
emptied
we were
out the end.
Yeah, carcinization.
Yeah.
It's a bummer that carcinization is closed. Oh, fuck. Put this Band-Aid on me over all my arm hair, and now it's fucking...
So you got a boo-boo, and then the Band-Aid gave you
the
a boo-boo?
The Band-Aid is hurting me because they like put it right on... You know, I have such hairy arms.
Who's they?
The nurse.
Oh, you had a doctor thing today.
Yeah, a doctor
right.
thing. They drew blood. Yeah, they want to check my testosterone. They said it's in the toilet.
Oh, I could have told them that.
I know. I could have told them that, too. I'm like, look at my abdominal fat and my soft features. Like, come on. It's obviously fucking... I have a full head of hair. That's how you know it's low.
Hey.
Yeah.
What?
And they just talk in front of this closed store for like a half hour. And they just kind of check their phones every once in a while. I don't know. Let's just go somewhere.
Well, you're the one who didn't believe us that it was closed.
I believe you now. I believe you now.
Yeah,
let's
you owe
somewhere.
Us, because of our standing bet, you owe us one interesting trip because you made us come on a boring trip.
Yes, why don't you take us somewhere? Okay. I'll get in the trunk of my own car.
Will you?
Yeah, I don't mind. I can handle it. And hopefully it doesn't get too hot in there. Like a sauna. Here are the keys, man.
And they drive. And you know how when you drive someone else's car, it's a little herky-jerky. You don't know how the gas and the brake quite work. Hey, sorry, are you okay back there?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's the gas is the one on the right.
No,
the
brake. I know. I'm just I have electric. It's just a little. It works a little different.
And you get to turn the heat off. That's like move it from the red to the blue, that little dial.
Oh,
there.
I think it is. I tried to turn it that way.
I'll get it. Oh, I've never been up here. Whoa. What are all these?
Whoa, slow down there.
Red, blue, open, closed. Oh,
this
my God.
It's a long
God.
Trip. You'll get to play with all those buttons.
It's a long trip? Where are we going?
You said someplace really interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But where?
Woodson Lateral.
Sorry?
Woodson Lateral, where the ghost light is.
Woodson Lateral?
Yeah.
Okay, my follow-up question is that like the name of the place, the
That's
city?
That's the name of the place.
Okay, what kind of place is it?
It's a lateral.
It's that's just the name of it. I don't know why. It's where this old bridge is.
Is it a name of a town? Is that what Whitson Lateral is?
It's like, why is this so important to it?
Because I've just never heard like that phrase before in my entire life.
It's an old community.
Ooh, okay. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Cut to a couple hours later. And
okay, you know, John, I'm sorry I make you sit back here. I know our last
Pretty ride, stuffy, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty stuffy, especially at hour four. Where the fuck is Woodson Lateral, Matt?
I don't know. There's not a lot of lights out here. It's not like there's street lights out in this section.
Oh my God, the manual is in the glove box?
Yeah. I've never looked at it. I've literally never looked at it.
Oh my God.
Let me know if you see anything cool or like any features I don't know about yet.
I think I'm running out of gas. I'm sorry. I'm not used to having this kind of car.
Well, you're not, how does your car symbolize that the
you
battery's
You said yours
low?
Was an electric.
It's got to have an E and an F or some shit.
Yeah, just it's on the left and the right instead.
Wait, so I'm sorry. We're out almost, we're not at Woodson Lateral, but we are 4 hours away from our hometown.
I think we're almost there. And as they run out of gas, and the lights dim.
Oh my God. The I'm looking in the manual. The trunk has a compactor feature.
A what?
Wait, it's just supposed to be this button right over here.
Don't touch that.
What?
I'll never see Winston Lateral.
Oh no!
And
you know what?
Car just spits out like a meat cube of a human with like errant teeth and like a sneaker and some visible denim in there somewhere. Just plops out behind the car.
Oh. I mean, it's a cute cube.
Aren't you sad? We just killed our friend, man.
It's sinking in. I'm in shock. I honestly thought, what was the word?
You just went ah.
I thought
like it's cute.
I thought it was confluence
and zine. Humans.
I would have thought that.
There is a place called Woodson Lateral where I grew up. I have no idea why it's called that. Brett, you want to look that up real quick? Just a fucking place. When you go out to the woods, they're named certain things. Section of the fucking
like
county.
Douglas Quarry or whatever that just happens to be. But lateral is so specific.
That would be a quarry, though. Right?
Bah. Excuse me. It must be that black raspberry.
I think one of the members of Green Day wrote a song about it. I mean, go that far.
Whoa.
What am I looking up again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Woodson
You're looking
Lateral.
Up Woodson Lateral and cross reference that with Green Day.
Enhance. Pull up. Enhance. Pull it up on the big screen. Uh huh. And zoom in here. Yes.
Billy Smooth Joe. That out.
What's Woodson Lateral, Brett?
That's Mike Dirnt swimming in the Woodson Lateral River.
Bite my lip and close my eyes.
The haunted history behind Woodson Lateral Road.
Ooh.
The ghost light on Woodson Lateral Road. Yeah.
Ooh. And it's a ghost. Oh, that's the ghost light you mentioned.
And a ghost light is like a lamp or like a floating will-o'-the-wisp or, yeah, an orb or is it flaming?
The thing was you'd turn off your lights on this county road. With zero lights on it, with zero overhead lights. And with no lights on, up ahead, you would see a light.
Oh.
And that was the ghost light. And the rumors were they were ghost or it's swamp gas or something like that.
One person says, you're out and you're driving and you can see the front light of his motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
And then it kind of passes over your car and you look in the rearview mirror and then you can see the red light of the back of it. But it's not really anything there. It just dissipates.
Like Whoa. A ghost motorcycle, right?
Ghost bike. It's Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. Yeah.
Johnny Blaze.
And the teenagers are waiting at that. I'm telling you, just have to be patient. This is a real thing. The light comes at you. It passes like over your shoulder. And then you turn around and it's like a red tail light. We just have to be patient.
All right. Yeah. I'm down. I just have to pee so bad.
Do you hear that? Don't pee now, man.
No,
do you
I'm
hear
not
that?
Gonna. I see a little light in going? The distance. Look at the light. Oh, down the road. It's coming close.
I think that's just a real motorcycle. Get out of the road, I mean. Get out of the road. That's just a real motorcycle.
It's a ghost light. It's a real motorcycle.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry.
It's a real motorcycle.
Sorry.
Move,
no,
dude.
No. I'm the ghost, but I didn't see you there. Oh, God. Oh, God. I am so sorry. That's never happened to me before, and I've been up and down this road for years. I am so sorry. Here's my insurance. It was totally my fault.
You're the... What do you mean you're the ghost?
I'm the ghost of Woodson Lateral.
Woodson Lateral, yeah.
You killed my friend.
Not yet, Mike. I'm still here for a little bit.
Oh, I mean, you almost killed him.
No. You're dying? Like
you're
What's his
die,
name?
Man.
What's your
Looks
friend's
like
name?
You're gonna die.
What's your friend's name?
Tony.
Tony?
Yeah, it's Tony.
Because I'm a ghost, I can tell that you are, in fact, about to die, but I can offer you a choice right now, Tony.
You can do that?
Yeah.
I'd love it. I'll take a choice.
You can.
Oh, that's not the choice. Right.
Huh?
Sorry, no, another one. Keep going.
Hurry, Tony, you're almost dead. You can die.
Yes.
And become nothing.
Okay.
Which is what normally happens.
Don't do that one.
I know, that one sounds pretty boring. What's
or you can live.
Yes.
But you have to live on $2 a day.
What? I thought you were going to say haunt Woodson Lateral
no.
with you.
What? No. I'm trying to make money, brother.
What do you
trying to make a deal with this guy. Can you just butt out?
What do you
out?
Need money for?
Huh?
What do you need money for? Or insurance, even, I guess.
I guess to buy insurance running into people.
So I have to live on $2 a day?
Yeah.
Now, I know it's frustrating when people ask a bunch of clarifying questions.
Oh, please.
No, but...
No!
What do you mean? I can make as much money as I want, but I can only spend $2 a day, or I only get $2 a day?
You have to live off of $2 a day.
And how do you make money on this deal? I keep my job as a lifeguard?
Don't worry about... Because somebody cursed me. You really want the whole thing?
I mean, sure. I mean...
A cursed... creature cursed me, and so I have to live off of I had to live off of like $7 a day.
Okay.
All right. But anytime I kill somebody by accident, if I hit somebody with the butt, you really want to hear all this?
Hey,
if I have to
no,
hit
I'm
somebody.
Okay.
All right,
no,
I'll tell
no,
you.
Just choose the first
if I
choice.
Kill somebody,
just choose the first
if
choice.
I kill somebody, then I have to make the choice again, but with one less life, unless I take that person on as a familiar, and then I can give two.
And he realizes that he is now in the first choice, which is this guy explaining in infinity.
This guy's explaining infinity.
So it's just no ending? It's a
no
unlimited number?
No ending chatting with you.
This is heaven?
Looking down that highway, it's you and me.
I'm in a little ghost
infinity.
Sidecar.
And this is kind of whimsical for a year or two of infinity. Then after a year
talking
or two, he gets
you.
It becomes torturous.
Hey, man, can we get some water or something? He's finally slowing down. He's been singing Unbroken this whole time.
I'm tired.
Oh, you're tired. Well, thank fucking God. I'm exhausted.
I'm going to leave.
You've been like a wall of sound.
I'm
You're going to leave?
I'm a bit of a manic depressive.
Okay, so we're in the downs here. Yeah. I get it. Okay, you're going to leave? And what do I do now? Do I continue to haunt the road by myself? Try to find someone for $1 a day?
Yeah, you want to buy this ghost motorcycle off of me?
I can buy it off you?
Yeah.
I've been living off $2 a day for 2 years now.
Yeah.
So how do I...
$6.
Okay. 3 days?
All right, I'll stay for three more days.
Oh, you're going to wait 3 more days later?
Yeah.
We cut to 71 hours and 59 minutes from now. as he was wrapping up his final song.
All right. And that's the way it ends.
All right.
Infinity's over, my friend.
Thank you so much, Ghost Light. Here's $6. Thank you for that last 72 hours. It was fantastic. Now I guess I'm the biker now, dog.
We kept a couple hours later and he can't figure out how to start the ghost bike.
Push down. All right, hold on. It's different. I have an electric bike at home, so it's a little easier to... All right.
And scene, humans. Thanks to my two favorite Johns for getting through these mosquitoes on the porch.
Take that, Slattery.
Yeah, Hinkley.
Lennon, maybe. Humans. My favorite Brett was here as well, of course. And what else is there to say? Is the strike going to be over?
By the time this airs, hopefully.
Hopefully.
But as of today, doubtful. But they are working over the weekend, and you know, these people don't like to work. Executives aren't trying to work weekends. They're all supposed to be fucking yachting or whatever. So this is a good sign, I think.
But humans, we're still working live. We're going to be at the Ice House on October 28th. And at the UCB Theater on November 18th, the greatest concert ever. First time I've been back at the theater, UCB Theater, for a long time. Oh, so pick up tickets for both of those shows and keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series, go to improv4humans.com and sign up for the Rule of Four plan. Only $4 a month or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests and giving us all a platform for more interaction and lots more comedy. I said, but I don't know why.